The Indiana National Guard is about to add 200 new positions, but it's not the traditional kind of guard military member. It is someone who will be specially trained to fight a different kind of battle, a battle that is over optical lines, essentially. Right here from the Hoosier State. And Major Grover Smith is with the Indiana National Guard. Major Smith, what kind of position is this? What kind of people are you looking for?
So, Chris, first of all, I want to say thank you for inviting us today. We're happy to be a part of this conversation. As we look at what is the Intelligence Electronic Warfare Battalion, which will be the new force that will be added to the Indiana National Guard. It's comprised of several specialties that in the intelligence field, being analysts from six different disciplines, and also include two other specialty, what we call MOSs or jobs, in the Army, which will be electronic warfare and cyber. So, Chris, I was just going to expound on, as we talk about, like, the intelligence field, a lot of people think of Jason Bourne or James Bond, right?
Yep.
Which is a close comparison, but not really. Think of your social studies teacher from high school and a mix of skills that both Jason Bourne or James Bond has, right? So they're traditionally taught analyst fields or analytical fields within six different skill sets. And then as we look at what is the EW, which is an electronic warfare soldier that understands communications, how they're identified and how we can counter them. And then our cyber warriors, which deal with the ones and zeros, those threats we see on a day-to-day basis, either through ransomware or spear phishing attempts, through our day-to-day activities, maybe in the office.
I think, yeah, my next question would be, what kind of bad guys are we looking for here?
So from an Indiana National Guard perspective, our mission is to support the governor's initiatives. So, you know, he could call upon us at any time to support malicious activities from external cyber attackers, or even be called up in support of the president's needs, of course, for national security, right? As we have these analytical skills built into their craft, as well as understanding how the machines operate, right? So it's very technical in the way of understanding not just the ones and zeros, but the mechanics behind it. Often people talk about, well, a hacker has used bots. Well, those are literally just smaller programs within a larger system that then we can identify, understand how they're operating, and then take an action arm based on that requirement.
So if somebody wanted to get involved in this kind of electronic warfare, would they need to go through the same kind of guard training that people who are maybe a little more military hands-on type would do?
So the great thing right now, yes, the training is a bit more intensive and long. As you look at a typical infantryman, your initial training is right around, you know, 3 months. Whereas a intel soldier or an electronic warfare soldier or a cyber soldier still is an infantryman at their baseline. They still do the basic training. But then there is a year to 18 months training beyond that. That really allows them to be trained in the capable areas in which they're focused in.
Is this a good paying profession?
So in the civilian market, it is. You know, that's the one big piece, right? As Governor Holcomb currently has an initiative to triple defense spend in Indiana, in which that General Brigadier Lyles fully supports, this aligns with that initiative very well. As we look at defense industry partnerships that we have locally, like Raytheon or Pierce Aerospace, Kenny Group, some of the smaller ones, what this does is allows Indiana citizens to be able to get the specialized training that then are marketable into these companies that then grow Indiana business.
Gotcha. So essentially you can train within your role in the National Guard, and you are trained for when your time in the Guard ends, you can get perhaps something that is lucrative in the private sector.
Oh, absolutely, Chris. So one of the big factors as we look at the civilian market, and we look at other states. So as you have these large DOD contracted entities, they have a difficult time, one, finding personnel that are qualified. Number two, that can hold the clearance to do those positions. And then number three, their availability, right? So as we look at the National Guard, our warriors that come in on a drill weekend, which is, you know, 1 weekend a month or the 2 weeks during the summer, that other time can be spent in the local market transferring these skills into these businesses.
Gotcha. So if someone were to want to get involved in this, what would they need to do?
So ideally, our recruiting command has stations all over the United States, or not the United States, but all through Indiana, all the counties. That is the easiest way. There's also a 1-800 call guard that they can dial in and then get information. And then there's actually an app. You can actually download the Indiana Army National Guard app and see the opportunities that are available.
All right. Major Grover Smith, thank you so much for taking the time to explain these opportunities.
Well, thanks, Chris. I really appreciate you having us on the call. You know, we're always happy to serve our community. It's our number one effort within the National Guard is making sure that there's a strong partnership within the community and the National Guard.